This is Dr. Tim Turlop from Turlop Chiropractic, inviting you to join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality. Each week, we'll be addressing topics that are ultimately important to your health and to mine. Topics about prevention of disease, expressing greater well-being, more mobility, and vitality overall. Join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality.
And we have invited you. You are officially invited. Thanks for joining us. By the way, your 30 Minutes to Vitality brought to you by Turlop Chiropractic, offices in Spring Hill, Northcliff Boulevard, just a little shy of US 19. You can't miss it. Turlop Chiropractic, the fine sponsor of your 30 Minutes to Vitality. That's where Dr. Tim Turlop comes into the studios live for you to discuss the issues dealing with your health and wellness. It's your 30 Minutes to Vitality, and it begins now. So we appreciate you being with us. I'm JW, Dr. Tim Turlop, standing by.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
It is indeed that.
It is.
It's a wonderful Wednesday morning. Gorgeous May in Florida. It's May 20th, 2020. I wrote it down the first time this morning. I went, May 20, 2020. I was like, wow, that was an unusual thing to write. The 2020 was kind of got me going this morning.
So yeah. 5:20.
Just an interesting observation for the morning. So welcome to 30 Minutes Vitality. And please remember that we are gifted to innately have vitality. All we get is interferences to the body's expression of that. We're either getting stuff in ourselves and around ourselves that needs to go, or we're not getting stuff that we need to get. Both are interferences, either not getting it or getting it. Remove the interferences, and your body gives you vitality.
So it may not be internal, it may be external.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Have you discussed that before?
Yeah. We use the fancy words exogenous and endogenous, meaning outside and inside environments.
That's why we leave it up to the doctors.
And so both of those are really critical. So remove interference, and we get vitality.
Wonderful.
Right. And so in the last little while, we've all gone a little stir crazy. It's so nice. We were teasing at the office this week as everybody was having to readjust their timing to get back into the office because there's cars on the road, which was just fabulous. And we were kind of joking, going, who ever thought we'd actually be so grateful for more traffic? Right? Normally you're going, wow, the traffic was really difficult. It was really thick. And and now it's like, how great is this? I had to wait for two lights at the same. It was awesome, right? To see all the people on the road. It was fantastic. Right. And so one of the things that we've noticed at the office and people have brought up, it's interesting, being sequestered, not doing stuff, right, not going out. One of the interesting things is, yes, pain has actually increased in a lot of people. The other thing that we're actually noting a great deal of is people actually saying, I've put on weight. Right. I'm actually gaining weight. I'm actually having stuff happen where I 8 pounds in the last 5 weeks, 14 pounds in the last 6 weeks. Right. People actually saying that they've gained a lot of weight because they've been stuck in the house and not doing a lot. Right. Not being active, not even going to work necessarily. Right. Where they had a non-essential position. They were furloughed for a period of time. Gratefully, now people are going back. Yay. Right. And gaining weight. It was kind of interesting to actually look at that because you kind of laughed. I said, well, did you move at all? Did you exercise? I mean, yeah, it was, stay-at-home stuff, but you could still go out and walk your neighborhood, right?
That's true.
Did you get on your bike and go for a ride? No, I really didn't. It was, you kind of go, okay. So one of the things that we started with has been really, really encouraging people in our facility as well. And it's so great. So many more people are coming back to the office and taking care of themselves and dealing with the stress and getting out. It's great. It's awesome. Right. But one of the things that we're really stressing with the patients who are coming into the office is exercise, is movement. Right. And when we talk about an interference, we just did a moment ago. Mm-hmm. Right. One of the things, if we're not getting movement, that's an interference to the body needing that. So it creates that interference because we need to move for lots of different reasons. And we're going to get into a couple of them right now.
Okay. Let's hold that thought real quick. Take a quick phone call.
Wow.
Yeah. You've got your fans out there just waiting to talk to you.
Already got a raspberry this morning.
Oh, boy. Okay. It's not your wife. Although I don't know.
It could be.
Go ahead. You're on with Dr. Tim Turlop.
Hey, good morning.
Hey. Good morning, Tim. Hey, listen, you and I had a wonderful conversation a few weeks ago regarding estrogen. I don't know if you remember me or not.
I do.
Yeah, okay. And I want to follow up on it if I could. Is that possible?
Of course.
Okay. As I found out from the person I'm seeing, my doctor, she was telling me that men have a lot of estrogen in their body.
We do.
And a lot of them don't think that that they can't achieve what they want in the bedroom anymore because they just figure, well, they're getting up there in age and they just associate it with age, when she said that is completely untrue. It's usually, provided they don't have no underlying other cause like diabetes and stuff, mm-hmm. it's usually because they have a lot of estrogen. Mm-hmm. Now, in my case, now I work out with weights 7 days a week, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't work out the same body part. I do a high-intensity exercise, and I'm done, and it's worked out. It's working out phenomenally for me.
Great.
Okay, so I would think that would boost my estrogen, and she wanted me to back off a little bit, okay?
Yep.
The problem is my estrogen level should be around 10, and it's 174
mm-hmm.
at as of March, before March 9th. So I don't know where it's at now. She gave me a prescription to cut off the, I forgot to get in front of me. It's a prescription to cut off the estrogen part of it. It's a mm-hmm. pill I take.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one is supposed to, I told you about I can't remember the name, Protex, whatever it is, kind of mop things up. But now you were telling me, now she wanted me to get off gluten. You weren't too big on the gluten thing. But, and I have various people telling me, well, you need to get off. She told me about meat and your meat stayed chicken. And your red meats all have hormones in it, including your milks and various things in your processed foods and your genetically engineered foods is what's causing men to have high estrogen levels.
Yes.
Okay. Now here's the problem. In order for me to gain weight, I'm closing in at about 200 pounds, and I did that. I went from like 120 to 200 pounds in a very short amount of time.
Okay.
And my pants I'm wearing right now are 28-inch waist.
Okay.
So I'm doing good. Okay. I got to be honest with you, I look damn good. Okay. No, I'm not saying that.
No,
nobody
I love
knows
it.
Who I am, but I do. I look really, I look half my age.
That's
I look
fabulous.
Good.
I'm
in
glad.
Excellent shape, but my testosterone high and my libido isn't where it was. I had my thyroid removed back in last July.
Yep.
And ever since then, my testosterone was about close to 1,500.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after removing it, it's like in the 500 range. She wants to get me up around 1,200, okay?
Yep.
And, okay, as you said, you'll be feeling really good there. I said, yeah, tell me about it. But going according to what you told me and what she's telling me, and like I said, I'm taking in about 4,000 calories a day. Now, most people end up being a fat slob on that.
Right.
And I can't eat the diets that you guys want me to eat and get that many calories, because if I'm going to try to accomplish it with the diets everybody's telling me to eat, I'll be back to being as skinny as a rail again, and I don't want to go there. I am feeling really good, okay?
Yeah.
But the testosterone, I like to get, not that, well, that too, because it's probably, my testosterone is probably being squelched by the estrogen, so I need to get that down and get my testosterone level back up, and I'm sure that'll help me out even further with my weight bodybuilding activities.
Correct.
As well.
Yep, it will.
Now, I never met you. I have no idea what you look at, so don't take this personally, okay? But everybody is telling me that everything I'm doing is wrong. I look at these people, and I'm like, my God, you're telling me how to eat? You guys all look like death warmed over. Your pasty white skin, all wrinkled up, old looking, hunched over, no hair on your head, nothing. You look awful, but yet you're preaching to me that everything I'm doing is wrong. But I look 100 times, 200 times better than you do. Okay, so that's kind of a dilemma too.
Right.
You know, am I supposed to be listening to these people who look like they belong in a casket? You know, no offense to, I'm sorry, but that's the way I analyze stuff, okay?
I know. It makes perfect sense. There's a real balance to be struck, and you're absolutely correct.
Yeah, and I don't know what to do, because I need you know what bodybuilding is all about. You need the calories. You have to bulk to have in order to gain the strength and gain the size, and
yeah.
You chisel yourself down from there. You can't bulk up on celery sticks and carrot sticks.
I understand. And so one of the things that happens when
I am eating raw eggs. I do eat plenty of those every day. I probably eat about a dozen raw eggs a day.
Okay. So, and then part of that, again, that's going to be
I break that up through the day, by the way.
But that's going to still be a problem. It's far too many eggs.
Okay, right? Everybody told me about that. Okay, well, I can cut that down. I can always make adjustments.
Yeah,
so far, it doesn't seem like there's any problem. I didn't age significantly because of it. I know you said about high protein ages you or something like that.
Okay, I'm going to cut you off, caller, and give him a chance to answer that for you, okay? Thank you while you're listening.
So one of the things that happens with eating, again, the animal proteins, again, even in eggs, you're going to have some hormonal stuff because they give chickens hormones as well to increase their size, as well as to increase their production and their reproduction, which is part of their egg stuff. So we want to make sure that we're cutting back on that. Your provider actually, in mentioning all those other things, is completely correct. Dairy is probably the worst offender. In terms of actually getting estrogens, et cetera, because where does dairy come from? Pregnant cows, right? And I believe I had sent an email to you replying to a great many of those questions as well. One of the things that I would actually be less worried at this juncture about bulking up, because once you get the testosterone level, I would address the recommendations of your provider and get the testosterone levels up, get the estrogen down, the testosterone up, because your body mass, the muscle mass, will naturally increase, because testosterone is going to build your muscle bulk significantly faster than caloric intake will. So you want to make sure that you're working with that as well. Decreasing, there's ways to actually maintain weight with plant-based stuff, lots of different nuts, mixed raw nuts, avocados. There's other really high-fat, very health-filled foods that can help put calories on, give you the fuel you need to exercise while you're doing those things. So I'd really strongly encourage you to work with your provider to get those testosterone levels up, estrogen down, and I think you're going to find, even if you drop 20, 25 pounds, it will come back as your testosterone levels come back up. That's a great question. And again, you've got my email address, caller, so please hit me again and I'll answer anything directly. I appreciate the call. Thanks.
And I can attest that the doctor looks wonderful. He looks healthy and a good looking man.
Well, I thought that it was a self portrait that, you know, the paunch and the balding and the pasty skin. And I just, yeah. There's an old expression I always use, and many of us doctors do. We'll say that knowing the way is not necessarily going the way.
Yeah, I like it.
Right, because I can have all the knowledge that I want, right? But if I don't practice what I preach, it doesn't facilitate.
Right, that's right.
Right, it just does not. So it's very deliberate that we try to do that, because when I talk to people about that, I don't expect anyone to listen to me. If you walk in and you go, we need to get your weight down, right? But I'm carrying an extra 55 pounds. I can't do that. Mm-hmm. Right? When I say your vitamin D levels need to be doing that. Mm-hmm. When I say you need to see your chiropractic physician regularly for neurologic afferentation to stimulate those structures, I better be doing that myself. When we talk about getting enough sleep, well, I better be going to bed and making sure I'm getting adequate sleep so I can look you in the eye, mm-hmm, and not feel like, you know, it's cringeworthy.
Yeah.
Right? Hypocrisy, thy name is Turlip? No, I hope not. Right, we try not to do that. Mm-hmm. So, okay, but it's a great call.
And you're a great example.
Well, and I love that he's exercising. I love all that. That's really great, because so many people, as we found out during this period of time, have been so inactive and putting on weight. And just to stress one more time, we've talked about it before, but if people say, I want to be healthy, please understand that you have to move. To say that I want to be healthy and to not exercise are completely incongruous. Mm-hmm. You cannot be healthy and not move. You cannot do it.
You know, it's funny in these diets too, the fine print, which a lot of people don't read, it says use this along with a normal or regular a healthy, you know, diet plan.
Every single one.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Every single one.
Yeah.
Right. And
people don't read that.
All the research, mm-hmm, which shows all different diet plans. Now, again, in terms of getting the most weight off and keeping the most weight off for a longer period of time, if we're just looking at exercise for weight, which is really, really limited. I'm just talking about even health itself, insulin sensitivity, so we don't build up that resistance to insulin, where we get vascular opening, where our blood vessels open up and fluids move through, where we get edema and swelling in the periphery to actually be eliminated, where we oxygenate the brain tissue, where we actually light up the brain by moving all those body parts and lighting up those nerve endings called proprioceptors that light up the brain and then change neurologic function and hormonal function by so doing. There's so many things that exercise does, but when you look at it, every diet that keeps it off. Joel Fuhrman's program is probably the most effective at getting the most weight off and keeping it off longer than anything else on the planet. But even when you look at his stuff, this what you just said, he'll qualify, say you must exercise. Yeah. We've got to move, right? And we've talked about that before. Exercise doesn't have to be that painful thing. I always joked about, remember back, it was a couple of decades ago, still a lot of runners these days, mm-hmm. right? But there were a couple of decades ago, running was the craze. Mm-hmm. Everybody had, men had running shorts that looked like they were wearing underwear when they were running, right? JW's laughing over, he remembers those days.
I do.
Right? And running was a huge thing. And everybody was out running. And I said, have you ever seen a happy runner? I mean, they look miserable. I mean, it hurts to run for 7 or 8 miles, sure. right? It's not something that's fun, all that pounding, et cetera. It's not a fun thing. So you want to find that movement activity that's nice for you. I don't care what it is, right? If getting on your bike and riding, down the Sun Coast 20 minutes that way and 20 minutes back this way, and it feels good and you can do it, it doesn't hurt, right? And the air feels great blowing on your face, and you go, that's nice. Great, do it.
Amen.
There you go. Find the thing that you like that you can do consistently. And I don't care what it is, whether it's a 30-minute walk after dinner every evening with your spouse. Right, whatever that thing is, if you do love, I love that we have so many terrific gyms in our area, and thank God they're all going to be opening up again shortly and going crazy, right? But we need to make sure that we're using that consistently, right? It's consistency and movement, because we've got to move, we've got to exercise. Mm. As all of these people have found out, they're going, Doc, I really haven't done any more eating, but boy, am I putting on weight. We ask the question, are you stress eating? Have you found yourself watching all the silly news programs and freaking out over all this nonsense and doing that, and you're eating emotionally? No, I'm having my 3 meals a day. I don't snack. I never do. But I've put on 8 pounds.
Wow.
Right? I just had a nurse from Oak Hill, actually, one of our patients, actually said that to me yesterday. Right? And I was like, I get it. And he was like the 25th person in the last 10 days to mention that to us. So it's really common. We've got to move. Now, there are people who will actually come back and say, oh, well, my grandfather lived till he was 97 years old, and he never lifted a weight. He never went for a run. He never got on his bicycle. And I chuckle and I say, okay, let's talk about Grandpapa.
And he ate whatever he wanted.
Right. And we'll find out that Grandpapa, worked on the railroad.
Right.
And he was a service guy and the guy was working his buns off, right? Or he was a roofer, and he was up on roofs all day long, 10 hours a day, lifting pallets, bending, stripping, climbing, stripping, working his buns. The guy was working hard, right? He was over, that Walmart wasn't around then, but, over in the distribution center. I mean, the folks in the distribution center, we take care of a bunch of them, right? They work hard. Right. So they're constantly going and moving and lifting and bending and twisting. And I mean, it's a lot of work. Right. Yeah. So my grandmother, she lived till she was 90 something and went through. Right. And she never exercised and lived mostly healthfully. But she worked all day long. Her garden, she always had a garden, and she was out in her garden and bending and lifting and twisting and doing in the garden. I remember helping her with her laundry. She never would modernize her washing machine and her dryer, right? We used to actually take the crank dryer and squeeze things. I'd turn the thing for her to squeeze the water out of the stuff, and she'd put it on the line and hang it, and had this thing that went up the stairs from her basement out into the yard. And I mean, it was hard work just doing the laundry, for God's sakes, yeah. Right? So when we say that, I understand. So in today's modern world where we had, I mean, I was my father's remote control. I don't know about you. It was channel 10, please. Right? Right. I was the one who got up and turned the channel for Dad. Right? Now, today, we don't even have to get our frumpuses out of our chairs to turn the channel on the TV, for goodness sake. True. And I don't even have to sometimes use my finger. I can tell Alexa what the heck I want. Siri, do this for me. Right? I mean, come on. I mean, so we have to do other things that we didn't do before, because our environment has changed. How we engage in stuff has changed, right? I mean, in the kitchen. I mean, just to do some of the stuff we do in the kitchen today, Cuisinart didn't exist, right? The Vidalia onion wizard thing, chopper, right? I mean, it would take me 45 minutes to chop what I do with my Vidalia onion wizard that I do in 5 minutes. Mm. Right? That thing will chop my veggies for my stews and my soups and my in a heartbeat. I don't have to work. I'm not standing there and chop, 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 chopping. Right? Everything has been made easier for us. So movement, right? Engaging the core muscles and moving all of the peripheral joints, right? Because it actually creates, not only does it elevate heart rate, et cetera. One of the things the research is actually showing us in the last, I don't have a time frame, forgive me. I should be more accurate. I'm going to say 5 years, right? Because even when we look at cardiovascular fitness, right? So what does it do? It's a good stress that makes my heart work harder. Well, why does it make my heart work harder? Well, because I'm moving my legs, I'm moving my arms, and the oxygen demand in my tissue is being elevated so they can do what they do. And as my body monitors that, it says, hey, dude, you need more blood in here because we need more oxygen to these tissues. And we need to take away the waste and the carbon dioxide, et cetera, that's coming from the metabolism that's occurring. So my respiratory rate goes up, my heart rate increases, and my heart rate is adapting to the stress. It's a good stress. Sometimes called eustress, E-U-S-T-R-E-S-S, eustress, true stress, right? The good kind, not distress, the bad kind, right? But like we've had the last 6 weeks, for God's sakes, right? But the good kind of stress, so my body has to adapt to that. Well, how does my body do that adaptation? Well, through the neurologic structures, and my body, my heart then gets more efficient at adaptation. So the more I do that, the more my body has to become efficient at actually doing it. So then my heart rate becomes more efficient. So it does more volume, what's called the stroke volume, the amount of blood that we, with each pump, becomes greater. And it will do it with fewer beats, with greater volume, it becomes more efficient at it. So then when I'm at rest, all of a sudden my resting heart rate goes down because my heart doesn't have to work as hard because it's gotten much more efficient at doing what it does, right? And my blood vessels concurrently have done that because they've been opening up and getting dilated. But what the current research is showing us in the last 5 years, as well as the movement, we mentioned that fancy word proprioceptors, those nerve endings that are throughout my entire body, right? A ton of them are in my spine. It actually is waking those up, which is then lighting up the back part of our brain. There's a chunk back there called the cerebellum, which is the great neurologic modulator. It's the battery of the brain. It attenuates it. It improves it. It decreases. It makes the level current. So it's too much or too little. It levels it out, and then it feeds it where it needs to go. So it lights up everything in the brain, right? So that movement then, that's one of the things that then causes the change in immune function and vascular ability and hormonal stabilization, in mood alteration, all that stuff, which is one of the things when people have lost the weight and they feel a little bit depressed. Right, they feel there, and people feel a little blah. Right, we've got to move. So throughout this whole thing, if you're still you've been furloughed, whatever it is, right, start moving. Right, you won't gain the weight. Right, you'll feel better because you're not. Your mood will be elevated. Right, your everything about you will be improved, and your health will be improved overall. Because again, one of the things that we need to understand, and sometimes when I get a little bit. I'm not going to use the word harsh. I don't mean to sound, it's not harsh. I'm never harsh at the office.
Stern?
Not even stern,
no, okay.
But just forthright maybe. Okay. Just here it is.
Right.
People go, I don't want to. And I go, okay. I'm not anybody's dad, right? But I'm not your daddy, right? But I will tell you that a choice not to exercise is a choice to be sick. And that it boils down to that. Because great-grandpapa might not have exercised, but he exercised. He just didn't do it by a formal walk or going to a gym or jumping on a bike or lifting weights or doing whatever we would do. He did it in other ways, but he was moving, right? And that's where he got it naturally, through his activities on a day-to-day basis. You and I have to do it differently today because life is different, right? In a lot of different ways. So we've got to move. If you want to be healthy, you've got to move. The caller mentioned how he exercises and how he looks, he feels like he looks half of his age. Awesome.
Yeah.
Right. And that is one of the things. We won't get into the anti-aging characteristics of exercise, but does it do that? Yeah. Doggone right. It does. Right. So if we want to age better, feel better, be more lean, have brighter thoughts, better mood, better affect, better everything, we have to move in spite of staying at home.
There you go. There's plenty to do around the house, plenty outside. To do.
Absolutely. Yeah. And dang it, go for a walk, will you please?
That's why biking has been has increased. I mean, you know, people have been buying bicycles
like crazy.
Like crazy.
Yeah, in my neighborhood, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People have been walking. I mean, they get you an animal, maybe walk your pet, whatever. Perfect. Anyway, there's so much to do.
So much we can do. Exactly. But move. Please move, for goodness sake.
And take doctor's orders. Our doctor, Dr. Tim Turlup with Turlup Chiropractic, here every Wednesday for you. 11:30 to 12, your 30 minutes of vitality. Dr. Turlup online. That's drturlup.com or 352-666-2222. We'll see you next time on 99.9 WXJB.